The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The OKC Thunder held on against the Lakers.
Hero rather loses the ball as Wiggins takes it away and the horn sounds. Game two is over. OKC's in command of this series as a one seed against the number four seeded Lakers. And the Thunder are 8-0 all time when they've led 2-0 in a best of seven playoff series. Streamers cascade down at Paycom Center as Oklahoma City, for the second time in this series, wins by 18, 125-107 the final in this game.
Thunder Radio Network on the call. Austin Reeves had 31 points in the Lakers' loss. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 22. Chet Holmgren had 22 points. The Pistons have won five straight after they took down the Cavaliers 107-97 to take a 2-0 series lead. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes topped the Flyers 4-1. They've taken a 3-0 series lead. In the NFL, the Vikings are signing former 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings to a one-year deal.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts, sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff Ian Parkinson holding press conference on search of Susan Flores' home. Paso Robles School Board to review draft resolution for general obligation bond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office announced that Ian Parkinson will be holding a press conference this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Office, Logren Auditorium, 1585 Kansas Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Sheriff Parkinson will be discussing the recent search at the home of Susan Flores in Arroyo Grande. Earlier this week, the sheriff's office served a warrant at the home, but has provided no details as to what they were looking for or what was found, saying they would be providing no further comment as the investigation continues. There is speculation they were searching for the remains of Kristen Smart, which have not yet been found, despite the conviction of Paul Flores in 2022 for Smart's murder. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be this morning at 9 a.m. in the district boardroom. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Paso Robles School Board to review draft resolution for bond election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The next step in placing a general obligation bond on the November ballot for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be discussed in its next meeting. In order for the bond to appear on the ballot in November, the district must file it by June 16th. In its meeting on Tuesday, May 12th, the district will discuss the draft resolution ordering the election of the bond, not to exceed $205 million. The purpose of the bond will be for rebuilding, replacing, furnishing, and equipping the district's high school classrooms, sites, and facilities. The resolution states the bond will average levies below $50 per $100,000 of assessed value of all property to be taxed in the years 2027 to 2028. You can attend the board meeting in person or watch online. Honor Flight Central Coast, California will be holding a fundraiser in June with tickets available online now.
For those of you who don't know what Honor Flight is, we take veterans back to Washington, D.C. for a free trip to see their memorials that were built in their honor, to go and honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
That's Bear McGill, the chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast. The PoorFest fundraiser will take place June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, and will feature a catered dinner along with over 20 wineries across the Central Coast. Here's Bear once again with more information on that.
On the evening of June 6th, we have our PoorFest that we'll be doing, which is a fundraiser to keep raising funds to fly these veterans back to Washington, D.C. free of charge, which we have probably around 20 wineries and going to come out and pour their wine for everyone for an hour and a half. And then we have an auction and a dinner that's going to be put on by the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association.
Tickets are on sale now through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/PoorFest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority announced the hearing date for adopting its service fee. The fee will be based off the consumption of groundwater use for water year 2025 and will be calculated by dividing the approved budget amount for PRAGA of about $1 million by the consumed groundwater use for water year 2025. Fees must be placed on the county tax roll. De minimis users, according to the draft proposition, will not be charged. Groundwater users are encouraged to review the data and draft plan available on PRAGA's website and submit an appeal if there are any discrepancies, if applicable, by June 8, 2026. The hearing date for approving the draft fee report will be held during PRAGA's next regular meeting on May 27th in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services says they responded to a high volume of emergency calls on Wednesday, May 6th. Just before noon, personnel were dispatched to a structure fire at 8315 Los Osos Road, encountering a fire that was burning 25% of the house. Firefighters worked quickly to contain the fire and prevent further expansion, requiring additional units from Paso and Templeton Fire, as well as other agencies. The fire was brought under control in just under an hour, and the cause was improperly discarded rags that were used for staining wood. Crews then responded to another incident at about 1:11 p.m. A smoke check in the area of Chaplin and Aguila was quickly upgraded to a vegetation fire response. Crews found about 1 acre of vegetation burning with a slow rate of spread around multiple homes. The cause of the fire was from multiple unauthorized incendiary rodent extermination devices. At the same time, both incidents were active. Atascadero Fire handled 6 separate emergencies in the city. The successful mitigation of these 2 large incidents, along with additional calls for service, would not be possible without the dedicated men and women serving the community of Atascadero, the fire department says. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cardinals beat the Padres 2-1, the Athletics over the Phillies 12-1, the Yankees beat the Rangers 9-2. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Orioles, the Angels will go against the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will face the Braves, the Giants will go against the Pirates, the Padres will face the Cardinals, and the Yankees will go against the Brewers. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 125-107 in their Game 2 yesterday. Thunder leads 2-0 in the series. In California news, in December 2021, police responded to calls for help after a man wielding a bike lock attacked 2 women at a Burlington store in North Hollywood. The LAPD allegedly mistook the bike lock for a gun. One of the officers entered the store, fired at the suspect 3 times. His bullet ricocheted off the ground and into a dressing room behind the suspect, killing 14-year-old Valentina Orellana Peralta. The family of the girl sought a wrongful death lawsuit against the LAPD earlier this week. The jury found the city of Los Angeles was not liable. A former professor of computer science at Moore Park College in California has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the battery and death of a Jewish counter-protester during 2023 demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. The professor was accused of striking Paul Kessler with a megaphone in November, who fell backward and struck his head on the pavement, dying the next day at a hospital. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmland values may not be skyrocketing like they were a few short years ago, but they're still far beyond the underlying economics of farming. So when an opportunity comes along to operate more farmland, many farmers need a capital partner. Rob Moore says that's what they're offering at AcreTrader, a trustworthy capital partner for farmers and a gateway for investors wanting to add farmland to their portfolios.
We're out working with farmers that say, hey, there's a piece of property. Sometimes this is a sale leaseback. Sometimes this is a landlord that is selling out from under them. Sometimes this is a lot of intergenerational land transfer. So, you know, let's say a set of parents are retiring. One of their children is taking over. They need to sell some of that ground, right? Farming doesn't come with retirement. So they say, okay, we need to sell 5% of our acreage to provide some capital to us. We do a lot of sale leasebacks with purchase options directly to the operators. So anytime a farmer is looking for a capital partner, we believe we're a good option because we feel like we take a very realistic approach to the investor class. Right. This is a long-term, illiquid, high single-digit asset class. So we're trying to bring that bar of access to the asset class down for investors and bring that bar of access to farmers down to institutional capital.
That's Rob Moore, General Manager at AcreTrader.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to
catch a good time.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at salinasvalleyfair.com.
Good time.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The introduction of new commercial strawberry varieties has raised expectations for an industry turnaround after years of declining production. Heading into 2026, the California Strawberry Commission projected earlier spring production and marketable fruit volume in April, citing the availability of new commercially available varieties of strawberries from the University of California and private companies. It's been all about unseasonably warm temperatures early on. It bumped the season up by 2 or 3 weeks, said Mark Bolda, University of California Cooperative Extension Strawberry Advisor. Watsonville Salinas growers harvested 10 times more strawberries by April 4th than the same period 2 years ago, according to industry figures. California grows 90% of the nation's strawberries, with over 43,000 acres totaled this year, the commission projected. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday. Low 90s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The NASDAQ and S&P have been trading in record territory again today. There is encouraging news on the economy, and investors remain encouraged by efforts to end the Iran conflict. Though the University of Michigan's mid-month consumer sentiment reading is disappointing. It declined to 48.2, a record low. Economists were expecting a reading of 51, which would have been an improvement. The survey was taken before crude oil prices moderated. But there's upbeat news on the job market. There were 115,000 new jobs created in April, many more than forecast. The unemployment rate held at 4.3%. Wendy's shares are rallying up more than 4% on upbeat earnings and signs its turnaround plan is seeing progress. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
A very nice place and an easy place to get in and out of the spirit of Paso Robles restaurants in the River Oaks community. Something for Mom's Day, you might want to think about a nice lunch. Some of the local favorites include grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and the very popular beer battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. It's all at the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant in the River Oaks neighborhood. And remember, all the food is made fresh.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the 1860s, when a pioneer family headed out west, they usually did it in a covered wagon pulled by mules or oxen. One man, Samuel Pappard, didn't have mules or oxen, but as we shall see, that didn't stop him. On May 9, 1860, Samuel Pappard headed out west. This was during the time of Pike's Peak Gold Rush, and Samuel wanted to do some gold prospecting. He didn't have any mules or oxen, and he didn't want the obligation and expense of taking care of them either. But he did live in the Kansas Territory, and anyone who has been through Kansas knows it's pretty flat, and the wind tends to blow rather strongly. Being a creative person, Pappard decided to take advantage of the resources at hand, so he designed the world's first wind sailor. Built like a small boat, it was about 8 feet long and 3 feet wide, and it had four large wagon wheels. Weighing about 350 pounds, it was designed to hold four people. The first time out, the wind blew so strong, it blew the wagon over. so Papard reconstructed the sails, rudder, and brakes. By now, everyone called it Papard's Folly. With three of his friends aboard, Papard raised the sails, and Papard's Folly took off across the prairie. Depending on the strength of the wind, it got up to 30 miles per hour. On days when there was no wind, Papard and his three friends just sat back, smoked a cigarette, and swapped stories. They traveled about 500 miles before a dust devil came along and turned the wind wagon into a pile of rubble. Papard and his friends finally made it to Denver, but like most seekers of gold, they didn't find anything. Papard later went back to Kansas and lived to the ripe old age of 82, but he was always known as the guy who sailed to Denver. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The next step in placing a bond on the November ballot for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be discussed in its next meeting on Tuesday, May 12th. The resolution, the bond will not exceed $205 million and will need 55% of votes to pass in the November election if approved by the board. You can attend the board meeting in person or watch online. Sheriff Ian Parkinson will be holding a press conference this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Office Logren Auditorium, 1585 Kansas Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Sheriff Parkinson will be discussing the recent search warrant served at the home of Susan Flores in Arroyo Grande. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Before leaving Italy, where he met with the Prime Minister, America's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, said,
"We should know something today. I mean, we're expecting a response from them. We'll see what the response entails."
Referencing the latest push to end the war in Iran, adding,
"The hope is it's something that it can put us into a serious process of negotiation."
President Trump insists the ceasefire is holding, but
U.S. has carried out more airstrikes this morning, this time targeting several empty, very large crude containers, ships that were trying to break the blockade and head to Iranian ports. Those airstrikes were carried out just a little while ago.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reporting. The president will deliver remarks at noon Eastern today from the Rose Garden at the White House. We're told it's about Mother's Day, which is Sunday, and the White House touting the success of the April jobs report. More jobs created than expected. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation, right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, we're going to get sunshine later on, and the high will be right around 90. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and that will continue through Monday. So expect that. And then on Tuesday, mid to upper 70s, 80 on Wednesday, Thursday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:05 a.m., 7:56 p.m. We're at 54 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the gorgeous doors. All righty. Let's see. It's Open Mic Friday. Open Mic Friday this afternoon. Kenny and Darsha. Darsha and Kenny, or those two. Enjoy. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch header for home, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. That easy. Real easy. We make it easy. Because we have to make it simple, because we're simple.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
And a gracious good morning.
Gracious good morning to you. Well, I hope this isn't it, but I really miss Cody. I don't mind at all if he calls in every day. So there's people that don't like it. So what? Why don't they call in more often?
There's been an unwritten rule on KPRL and several shows for many years.
Yes, I have.
And most people abide by them, and they know they understand them. I'm the one who gets the emails and the phone calls and so forth with complaints. Now, it's never been said we don't want somebody, but use a little, shall we say, control and the unwritten rules that we've had over the years, whether it's a country store and some other things. It's pretty simple.
Well, he's so interesting. Makes more people like me want to listen because he's got good stuff to say.
Ma'am, I just told you.
Ma'am, I hate that word.
Well, okay, then what name would you like to be called? Because what I'm trying to explain to you is I'm the one that get the emails and the complaints and so forth about certain things that go on in this radio station.
I understand.
Well, no, you're not understanding because you're trying to tell me.
Saying I like him.
It doesn't matter at this point because the overwhelming majority, it has nothing to do with not wanting to hear anybody. It's just that the constant every single day, people, even though you may be a big fan and others may be a big fan, and there's a lot of great information that all our callers bring into us.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm just giving you my information.
All right, and I'm telling you what takes place at this end because it has to.
Okay. Well, you are the boss, so
that's not the way to phrase it. Well, I'm the boss, and that's what works.
Okay.
It's just that this is what you do, just like we ask people kindly and nicely, don't call in all the time to win trivia. Because it doesn't sound good, doesn't help our sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. It's all these little things that add up.
Okay.
All right. All right. I hope you understand.
I do understand, but I still miss Cody.
All right. Well, thank you. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, whatever you'd like to talk about this morning. Again, you know, for those of you just joining us, I got a heads up early this week, and it was not a... One of the vignettes that we air at 11 o'clock on this radio station, the America Past and Present, it is going away simply because the person who put it together, wrote it, produced it, and narrated it, he unfortunately passed away on Tuesday. He was only 61 years old. And again, he had complete control on that. And so... that's very unfortunate because he did a great job with it. And so they notified me the day after that he will be going away. Well, not going away, that they will discontinue the show. So I do have something that will be backed up, not backed up, that will be coming in its place. And it'll be similar. So you will hear the current show will run until May 15th. And then we'll go over to another network. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Not quite a frequent caller, but I did call last week.
That's okay.
Regarding your previous conversation about the invasion of our privacies.
Yeah.
This is an old technology that's been around for a while, because I talked to a lady who did this. It was her job. About 10 years ago, she told me that in San Francisco, the area, they would monitor people's cell phones by where they were in town, and they would therefore know which stores they were visiting by the location of their cell phones that they were pinging, mm-hmm. and then they would know how to target them with certain advertisements and commercials.
Yeah, that has been going on. So, but what are your thoughts overall on the privacy?
Well, they certainly abused it during the presidential campaign, and I think that people who have nothing to fear, I guess it's Big Brother is watching. I guess that I have nothing to fear, so it doesn't bother me because I'm a pretty straight citizen. But I guess those people who've got things going on might be a little upset by it.
Okay, and I've heard that argument, nothing to fear. I don't have anything to fear myself, but should the powers that be then, if you have nothing to fear, should they be able to randomly just pull over your car for no reason or knock on your door at house and say, we'd like to come in and see if anything's going on?
Well, that would be an amendment of the unreasonable search and seizure amendment, would it not?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, yeah, they can. They have to have a reasonable cause. They can't just pull you over because you're, the common phrase is, driving while black or driving while Hispanic in a white neighborhood. They can't do that. What's the word we're looking for? Stereotyping or
racial profiling?
Racial profiling, yeah. That's illegal. They have to have a reason. Sometimes the reasons can be manufactured, which is over the edge.
Well, considering the technology now, you know, if you got nothing to fear, which I don't buy that, because I don't trust people to handle the information that they gather from me.
Well, there are those people out there who will take anything they can and use it to their advantage.
Right,
that's the other side of that coin.
Right. My thinking is, I want to minimize it as much as possible. Now, we all know that we have to give out a lot of information that goes to wherever, but the more available it comes or more access, I think there's more potential for problems. And, you know, what do we try to do in life? We try to minimize our problems.
Well, no one wants to have their life on open book when anybody wants to see it, because there are certainly nefarious characters out there. I don't disagree with you there. But then again, I guess sometimes they need to do snooping to find out in an investigation of a certain illegal activities, and I guess that's where the border of the line gets crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough one. I mean, you can't do without it, but you can't let it be overrun either.
Well, at this point, it's gone pretty far, so I say to continue to minimize it. And again, the question I ask over and over, how much freedom are you willing to give up to expose your more privacy?
There's that old Ben Franklin quote, those who lose freedom for security get neither.
Thank you for answering that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay.
All right, 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Okay, hi, good morning. By the way, we are not recording your program, your shows. Can you turn down your radio, please?
Okay, hi, good morning.
All right, do call back, because that was just a train wreck. It's terrible. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see. Yeah, that. So, and also, the report it came out, it was headlines, I think, an hour and a half or so ago, regarding President Trump, and he released highly anticipated files documenting UFOs, extraterrestrial life. Now, Chris, we hit on this a little bit a couple of weeks ago about the UFOs.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah. You believe in them?
Yes. But probably not in the way most people imagine.
I think there's something out there.
That's a different question entirely. So what I mean when I say, do I believe in UFOs? Yes, I believe there are unidentified flying objects out there in space. They happen all the time. What people think of when you say UFO is a flying saucer. I don't think there's a flying saucer out there. So, do I think there's extraterrestrial life? Yes. Are they visiting us? Probably not.
Okay.
That's it. That's the extent of my beliefs.
Okay. I'm somewhere around there as well. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I wanted to chime in and say I miss Cody, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard your explanation. It's not totally understandable, but it's one of the things that makes the world go around. I just don't understand why there are so many people out there. I can remember some person calling into the station and complaining about Greg Graywall. He says, I'm sick and tired of hearing about all this water garbage. You know, it's getting old. And yet, you know,
I would say
the majority of us look forward to hearing from these guys.
Well, I will say directly and with a lot of experience that you're wrong. Because what you have to remember is that most people aren't as connected as some of our callers who give us and have given us great information over the year, and they're updated. You know this because you're connected. The average person does not want to be bombarded with the same thing every single day. They don't. They can't. They simply don't want to hear it. It doesn't mean that they don't want some of it, but they don't want it every single day. It's that simple. You have to separate, you know, yourself from the majority. It's like when you give out a statistic or something about, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head, somebody will call in and say, well, I did this. We're not talking about you. We're talking about the overall statistics and majority of people. So you have to take that into consideration. It's never about we don't want to hear from anybody. It's just like, let's use a little discretion. And that is the way we've operated for many, many years on the honor system.
I would venture to say that there are a lot of listeners that listen to KPRL on a regular basis because of those particular individuals. And I don't know. I are you still there?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm here.
Okay, so just like you just got done saying, you know, a lot of people are connected, but then a lot of people that listen in, they may not agree with you. That's no different than being a Democrat and a Republican. We don't agree on almost anything at this point in time. But I remember when Lefty used to call in, and you know what? I didn't like anything he had to say, but I really enjoyed the fact that a person like him calling in, expressing his point of view, solidified my point of view. And so
right.
When you get those differing points of view, they help build what it is that you stand for and what you believe in.
Right, and a couple of things about Lefty. One is he didn't call in every day, and the other is he sometimes the subjects were lighthearted. They weren't necessarily political all the time. And that's what made it enjoyable for not only myself, but also for the listeners, because it brought out another side of his personality, even though obviously the most of the calls were political on a different bend for many of our listeners. But again, it's human nature that people don't want, you know, it's like, I don't think you'd want to hear your favorite record every single day.
Well, that's true, but then we deal with politics almost every day, and so I think
yes, we do, because
Rush
the story
Limbaugh that made us enjoy that point of view.
But and we do deal with politics every day because they change or some of the subjects carry on and so forth. But it is the delivery that, you know, on our end here, we don't have screen callers, so. You know, we're a little bit at a disadvantage. And again, I've stressed this over the years, and most people abide by it, is that we kind of have this unwritten rule that we love having your phone calls, but come on, not every day at 7:12 and then at 12:12. It's just, again, we're talking about the total listeners. We're not talking about the ones that are tuned. not tuned in, but that are honed into the same subjects or a specialist in one.
You know, I do drywall repair. I would venture to say that I've been doing that now since 1972, and I'm still doing it. And just about everyone, I'd say the majority of people out there, if you do a good job, they're happy to pay you. I get compliments. It's nice. But you're always going to have a percentage, I don't know, 3-4%, that nothing you do will make them happy. I'm sure you got radio listeners out there that they're of that mindset. Nothing is good enough. Why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And you got those people out there. You'll never make them happy. In fact, it just seems like, you know, you've got a certain group of people that all they want to do is complain.
Well, you know, trying to make everybody happy is just a stupid philosophy, I think. And I'm not saying you need to be mean to people and so forth, but, you know, I equate this to, you know, I talk to, you know, many business owners, and there are just some customers, no matter what you do, they're not going to be happy with, you know, whatever the circumstances are. And they more than likely are the people that would go to another business and find something to complain about. There are just those type of peoples. The explanation or my, the definition I like to use is those are the type of people that would screw up Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm sure you've been around people like that.
Well, you know, like I said, I do service. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, you're still making a living, you've got a lot of people that give you callbacks, that you've got, you know, regular customer clientele, means that you're doing something right. So, what, like I said, for the most part, it's a very small majority, but they seem to get the loudest voice. You know, they're the ones that, you know, want to put a wrench in the machinery and screw everything up. They're just not, they're Democrats is what they are.
Well, I wouldn't say, look, I know overall that you're referring to Democrats, but again, when you were saying that, I started laughing because it doesn't matter. They're on both sides of the fence regarding there are just some people that manage to screw things up. I don't know how they do it. It must be a talent that's you're born with.
Well, you know, it comes down to the old philosophy. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? It's a point of view. Are you a positive person or are you negative?
I'm going to go for it's full.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But there are other people who will tell you it's half empty. And I don't know, sad to say for them, you know, but they have to. They got to complain.
You know, and we're running out of time. I don't know if you can do this in 30 seconds, but my wife and I, we were talking about that stupid AOC quote yesterday, and she said, why are some people angry or resentful of people, millionaires or billionaires? Why are they?
Well, they're envious. You know, they're envious. They want what they
have. No, I think it's more, I think they're angry. Because they want to punish them. Now, why do you want to punish successful people? That doesn't make sense to me. So, anyway, we're out of time. I appreciate your phone call. All right, thank you. All right, bye. Most people say that, you know, people calling in, you know, maybe twice a week, that's fine.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority announced the hearing date for adopting its service fee based on the consumption of groundwater for water year 2025. The hearing will take place May 27th, 2026 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services says they responded to a high volume of emergency calls on Wednesday, May 6th. A fire at 8315 Los Osos Road for a home, a vegetation fire, and at the same time, Atascadero Fire handled six separate emergencies in the city. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Kenny and Darsha this afternoon, open mic Friday, 1230 till 2. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane in the Country Store. Jimmy's in, and The jukebox will fire up at 7. Enjoy the Bluegrass Festival this weekend and enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.